For the first time in 20 years, Democrats in State Senate District 13, Nu'uanu, Liliha, and Paoa have no incumbent running for re-election. Instead, they have three attorneys to choose from. Representative Carl Rhodes has served for 10 years in the House, chaired the House Judiciary Committee, and says he will continue to focus on homelessness and affordable housing.
The housing issue has been with us for as long as I can remember, and it's going to take more concerted effort to keep building affordable housing, even though the market tends to give you more luxury housing because that's where developers can make the most money. And it's always going to be a challenge to squeeze affordable housing into the market, but just because it's hard doesn't mean I'm not willing to take it on. I mean, there's no point in being here if you're not going to tackle the tough problems.
Rhodes also wants to improve public middle schools in the district.
Thank you.
Kim Koko Iwamoto was elected to the Board of Education twice in statewide elections in 2006 and 2010. She says homelessness and poverty have been the top issues in the district since she graduated from law school. The current rail transit crisis, Iwamoto says, provides an opportunity.
I can't imagine the state abandoning rail at this juncture, considering the huge investment we've already made. We know that the GET extension will come up in the form of a bill, and I think when that does, I'm going to propose that we eliminate taxes for the basic needs like food, medication, and medical supplies, should I be honored with the position.
Iwamoto also wants to focus on the maintenance backlog at public schools. Newcomer Keone Nakoa worked for Senator Daniel Akaka, who inspired him to get his business and law degrees. He signed up for the race in March and will also focus on homelessness if elected.
I think making sure that we're supporting efforts to identify who's on the streets, how long they've been there, why they're there, if it's not readily apparent. And then going in with resources and services. Homeless people are people at the very core of it, and we have to make sure that we're helping them along to the next step. You know, whether it's IHS, occupational therapy, health professionals for mental health issues that need to be a part of the coordinated effort.
All three candidates want to continue the work of Senator Suzanne Chun Oakland in the areas of homelessness and human services. Rhodes, Iwamoto, and Nakoa will sine wave, walk the district, engage voters, and go for the primary election win August 13th.
I'm the favorite, but I have won before as the underdog, so I respect underdogs, and I know that you can't take them lightly because they can beat you if you're not careful.
I'm so happy that voters are really concerned in a compassionate way about the homelessness challenges facing our community, and they really want solutions.
Every piece of this district has a lot of meaning for me. And it seems like a lot of people in our community want to see a young person come in who knows their issues and do well in the legislature.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.